I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Talks open today in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, as representatives from 13 countries that are members of the World Trade Organization gather with a thorny assignment, reform. Two powerful members will not be there, the U.S. and China. Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports.
The U.S. and China not invited. Japan, Mexico, South Korea, Australia, and other countries will be there, along with representatives from the European Union. The WTO has long struggled with effectiveness and relevance, and there is new urgency. The Trump administration is blocking appointments to the WTO's appellate court while threatening to pull out of the WTO altogether. William Reinsch is senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
One of the dangers of what's going on is we have an impatient president, and he may decide to withdraw from the WTO before they have time to address the problems.
President Trump has never been a fan of multilateral agreements. At a rally this week, he called himself a nationalist. Joshua Meltzer, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says with the two big rivals absent,
it does create a space for discussion to take place somewhat free of the political dynamics at the moment.
But even absent from this week's WTO talks in Ottawa, the U.S. and China are two elephants in the room. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.